We've got a food section in here with my friends and the local business owners. We're promoting local businesses, and we've got three great local business owners here. Peter Fasano, Fasano's Pies, Jimmy from Jimmy Graziano from JP Graziano. We got Frank Radici from Cafe Roma in Elgin. We'll start with the shortest to the tallest. Pete, you go first. You fall under the most height challenged.
Yes, and kind of wide, too.
And wide, right? You got the...
Yes. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You've been baking. Your family's been baking pies in this town for how many years?
Since 1946.
Wow.
Yeah. So we've evolutionized into more of a wholesale. So I do back ends of businesses, and with COVID and everything, I switched to going to a lot of direct to consumer.
Okay.
With markets and stuff like that.
Can our listeners buy your product online?
Online, you can buy my juniors, yes, at piesbyfasano.com.
And what local establishments are selling your larger pies?
Mostly out west, Brookhaven stores, Casey's Markets, and a handful of Hyde Park Produce down here.
Okay.
And
still working Brother Rice on the weekends?
Yeah, we have a truck out at Brother Rice on the weekends. We sold 1,200 pies there on Wednesday for a fundraiser for the school.
That's a lot of pies.
It really is, and everything went smoothly. I think we got a few complaints, but that's always going to happen.
Yeah, well, and those people, you know, the sun's up. They're complaining the sun's up. But I mean, come on.
Correct.
Three. I've had about 400 of your pies, and I've never had a complaint.
Well, I know, yeah.
I know.
Your only complaint is the mess in the car.
Well, yeah, because I eat it in the car while I'm driving, which is a whole other story, which is a talent in and
that's
of itself.
That's a different story.
That's a different story. Next to you is my good friend Jimmy Graziano from JP Graziano. Jimmy, you've been in that location on Randolph Street. Your family's owned that building since the turn of time. For how long?
Yeah, my great-grandpa started there in 1937. This past June, we just had our 84th anniversary there. And kind of the opposite, he started as a wholesaler, importer, food distributor. I grew up doing that. And then 13, 14 years ago, we started doing sandwiches in addition to the wholesale. Sandwiches really took off. You know, that Randolph Street, West Loop area is pretty hot. And eventually phased out the wholesale, full bore with the sandwiches. I know you jumped on a little bit of that antipasti tray that I brought out.
Forget
there.
About
great
it. Yeah.
For the holidays, cannoli trays.
I got the cannoli over here, too, that I'm going to take just one. I'm on the soda diet, so I got to be careful. So I'm going to take one bite because you got
take one
these.
Big bite.
Good luck.
Forget, this is unbelievable. I've had the whole thing on my show when I was fat, Dave.
Oh, and you're not today?
I can't today. I've got willpower. But
we're
the
all watching you.
But the cherries, I know you are. The cherries at the end, that's the magic. What's with the cherry at the end?
Those are Armorina cherries, wild cherries from Bologna, candied in a syrup. We garnish. Everything's traditional about the cannoli, except we garnish them with those. Just will be a little different. I think it's an outstanding taste. And, you know how Italians do. Yeah. We just spice it up a little bit, take it a little next level.
So good. And if our listeners, and you selling stuff, you have stuff that you could sell that our listeners could get a taste of Chicago. We're going to talk about it after the break, but your website's what's your website?
So for sandwiches in the city, catering, sandwiches, delivery, jpgraziano.com. And then we also started the website for the Giardiniera and the Muffuletta. That gets sent out anywhere in the country, Canada, UK, Mexico, and that's tasterealchicago.com.
Delicious. Frank Radici from Cafe Roma, 2175 Point Boulevard in Elgin. You brought in your little cooktop here and made some a little pasta with some caramel. What's going on there, buddy?
There's some crumbled sausage in there. There's a vodka sauce. There's some.
Had a little heat?
Little Parmesan on the top. Yes, it did have some little spice kick.
Remember this.
The whole thing was straight delicious is what it was.
And you're open during the holidays.
Actually, we're not open during the holidays right now. We gave our staff a little bit of a break.
Oh, look at you, slave master. Good for you. you gave your staff some time off. Good
right,
for you. That's
right.
Great. Good.
Yeah, we try to do a work family balance, but you know, we're going to hit it hard. We got parties booked already this week starting up right when we get back, but
doing a lot of catering for the holidays?
We do. We do. It started back up probably in May. After there was a big pause there, but we're selling the baskets. I brought one for you, in fact.
I saw that basket. What's in the basket that our listeners can
purchase? We have our sauce and our pasta, but we do custom ones as well. Mainly, we have the sauce in there for our brand, but people are looking for something a little bit different. It's local. We make it here. You don't have to wait for the ship offshore or whatever they're doing.
Right. It's all local here. Let's talk about if our listeners want to buy all of your products, and it's all local. That's what I love. You three are business owners, local business owners that made it. Congratulations. You went through heck in a handbasket these past 24 months, and I salute you and the other small local businesses out there that scratched and clawed and made it. So my hat's off to all the men and women out there on the front lines, and you three are out there at the tip of the spear. You're selling pies. You're selling sandwiches, antipasta, muffalato. Is it muffalato? Am I saying it right? I'm a Jewish kid from the North Shore. Hang on, Mike. Helps when the microphone out. Is it muffalato?
Muffalata.
Muffalata. Yeah. Okay, throw an O on there. Muffalata and the jardinera.
Yep.
Is it jardinera or jardinera?
Jardinera.
Jardinera. All right, and you guys make your own jardinera.
So we don't make it here. I don't have the facility for the manufacturing, but it's been the same recipe from the second generation of our business, my grandpa and my Uncle Paul.
Wow.
And I kept it the whole way through. Updated the label a little bit. Now we offer a gift pack where you can get a hot and mild jardinera, hot and mild muffaletta, all packed in a nice J.P. Graziano gift box, shipped at anywhere in the country. We started doing the beef kits with the Barstool Chicago guys.
Sure. Italian beef kits. Well. Yep. Italian beef in a box.
So you get a bottle of the Mezzo Jardinera, which is our medium jardinera. Comes with a bottle of Italian beef seasoning as well. Throw the beef in the slow cooker with some broth. And you step back, let that thing cook for 8 hours, and you got legit Italian beef made in your own house.
So it's a beef sandwich in a box.
That's it.
Anywhere.
Yep.
And you could ship it anywhere.
All across the country, UK, Canada, Mexico. We get them out all over the place.
Chicago beef in a box.
That's it.
Forget about it. I'm telling you.
What else you want?
If Chicago beef in a box. And I'm not even Italian, and I'm sounding like you guys. I'm surrounded by four Italians here. Well, you're kind of Italian and Irish, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, Fasano, your father, is Italian?
My father was my father.
Your father was your father?
Correct.
Okay, smart guy. So if our listeners want to go and order your stuff, the beef in the box and the other stuff, where do they go?
Yep, tasterealchicago.com.
And you have this in inventory that you can deliver it for the holidays?
Absolutely. You order today. It's getting shipped out tomorrow. We got a Black Friday sale going on with the beef kits, 20% off of that, running through the whole weekend. And, it's a little something different in Chicago condiment, right? There's so many people who are in Chicago that have left different states, stuff like that. They want that real taste of home. It's exactly why I started it for. So perfect gift. And plenty of time to get it shipped for the holidays. And then as you picking on that antipasti tray out there a little bit.
Delicious.
Super, super popular for the holidays as well. And we go all the way. We're open half day Christmas Eve, half day New Year's Eve. Really, really popular things to bring to family parties, and it's always a real hit.
And the cannoli with the cherry, I'm going to eat. Forget about it during the next break. Frank Radici, you're open up starting Tuesday. You gave your staff time off over the holidays. Kudos to you. You're back open Tuesday, and you're going to hit it hard through the end of the year. You're catering office parties, home parties. You're doing all the catering while taking care of your clients and customers in your shop, in your restaurant, Elgin.
Yes. We have, like I said earlier, we did the Christmas baskets. That's something that you could purchase and take to as a gift.
And it's in stock.
Well, yeah, we have a bunch in stock, and we're making them every day pretty much. If someone wants a custom one, it'd probably take a few extra days, but we could do that as well.
Comes with your sauce, your special Correct. Sauce that you make.
Yes.
And that's your own recipe.
Right.
Which is, John, I know you just ate breakfast. You got to have some of this pasta.
I'm going to.
I had a forkful. I know I'm on the soda diet, but I had a fork. It's unbelievable. If our listeners want to buy this product that's in stock from a local establishment of yours, Frank Radici, Cafe Roma, where do they go?
If they don't come to our place in Elgin, we could do it online, tastecaferoma.com, and we can ship anywhere in the country as well.
And Pete, if our listeners want to buy pies online, ship anywhere, where do they go?
Piesbyfasano.com.
Piesbyfasano.com. Your website, Jimmy?
tasterealchicago.com, and then for local catering sandwiches, jpgraziano.com.
Frank, real quick, your website, I want to leave time so our friend Mr. Vincent could sing us out. What's the website?
It's tastecaferoma.com.